Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's Jared Goff talking about the play caller, Dan Campbell, taking over play calling duties for the second time in this era. The first time was with Anthony Lynn, and eventually Lynn was gone, and Ben Johnson was elevated offensive coordinator, and Dan Campbell called plays in the interim. This time, they're making sure it's clear these are not the same things, but that might be the biggest story that comes out of this game is any issues that the Lions had, and the Lions weren't terrible offensively. They were second, third in the league in points scored, and they had no points from their defense. But they weren't terrible offensively. Something didn't feel right in the Minnesota game, and maybe a couple times in some games leading up to then. But whatever they got back to, and specifically when it came to running the ball and protecting the quarterback, the line play, pretty dramatically improved, and Dan Campbell called plays. It's one of the bigger stories. You know what's funny? Because I think a lot of times in sports, when a team is struggling or a team is excelling, it's usually more than one thing. It's usually a combination of things that leads to that. But a lot of times we'll get calls and say, it's this guy's fault, it's that guy's fault. And I typically will say it's probably more than just one thing. I don't know that it is one thing, but if Dan Campbell calling plays is a solution to make this offense its most potent, that'd be awesome.
Well, I know where it's somebody's fault. Got what? Some breaking news in the NFL.
Do we?
Should come as no shock, no surprise. We mentioned this earlier today. How does Brian Daboll still have a job? He gone. According to Adam Schefter, Brian Daboll is out as Giants head coach.
So this yesterday on social media, some account, I don't know what it was, tweeted out Brian Daboll's fired. And I'm like, oh, and then I start looking around. I'm like, nobody else has this. So whoever this is, I'm not buying it. But then looking at the tweet, and I wish I'd paid attention to who it was, the Belichick to the Giants rumors started up quickly.
So Chase Daniel followed this up with a tweet saying, blowing four double-digit road leads and not protecting your star rookie quarterback doesn't help. And then says he'll land on his feet somewhere. It's not surprising at all, but would I be surprised if Bill Belichick left North Carolina to go take over the Giants? I think I might be surprised the Giants would want to take on Bill Belichick.
Well, he doesn't seem like the same guy. And you know, as time has gone on, I'm like all the attention paid to his personal life cuz he's got a hot girlfriend.
What?
is really,
I think it's
bounds.
Her age is what really surprises people more than what she looks like.
Well, yes, certainly, yeah.
Oh, by the way, 50 years younger or whatever it is, yeah.
Yep. Oh, wow. Haven't they won? Have they won two in a row? Yeah, they've won two in a row.
Yeah.
They beat Stanford.
Fighting Belichick's, man. They're getting it done now.
Yep.
They're playing a good brand
of
football.
So there you go. His stock is going up. The Giants like what they see. He took care of Syracuse and Stanford. And, Maybe that's what it is. He beat 2-3-7 college football teams.
Hey, look, you don't just walk into an ACC battle against Stanford and expect to win.
Let's get back to your phone calls. John's in Detroit. You're on 97.1. Hello, John.
Hi, guys. I'll give my chap and chump, and I got a thing here. Chap is the Lions, and the chump is for the Red Wings losing both games on the biggest weekend they've ever had at LCA.
Yeah, they had the whole Centennial Fan Fest thing, and it was I was out on Friday night and watching it at a party, and they had the game on, and I saw Sergei Fedorov was being interviewed in between periods. I'm like, damn it. I wanted to see that and be part of that because all these the heroes were back for the weekend, and they laid an egg both games.
They laid an egg. And I can see Dan Campbell having somebody get an unsportsmanlike conduct at the end of the first half after the time runs out. So they have to kick the ball off at the 50 and kicking it out of bounds and giving the ball out of 25. That's the loophole they're going to have to change.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised at all if they change that with their kickoff rules because, wait, we can't have something benefit the Lions took advantage of.
They did take advantage of it.
Exactly. Twice.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We'll All right, see. Have a good day, guys.
We'll see him. I just looked down at Twitch. Will you please ask Goff why he didn't even look at a wide-open skip? I think it's something that we need to get to the bottom of.
Yeah, fair enough, right?
Is Jared Goff ignoring Dan Skipper in routes?
Hello, he's eligible for a reason.
Yes.
And he was wide right on the one.
Dude, we're talking about not taking advantage of all the weapons you have offensively. I will ask him.
I mean, look, it's great that he completed passes to 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 receivers and threw to 9. Brock Wright did not catch the target of the throw. But why not have 10?
Mm-hmm.
Why not throw to 10 guys?
Dan Skipper. I'm putting in my notes for tomorrow.
Please,
Dan Skipper,
yeah.
Wide right, runs a route, runs a crisp route.
Crisp.
It was a crisp. I mean, it runs a crisp route. And you ignore him, Jared. And yeah. You ignore him. What gives?
Was he the secondary receiver?
Yes. You also got to follow up with what's his route tree look like?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, sure. Yeah. What else is
he read it correctly?
Was it an option route for the read route for the receiver there?
I love when they zeroed in on him and showed the replay and Skip was running downfield. You know, I think he completed a pass to J-Mo.
Yeah,
Skips
it was
way
completed
off
to somebody, yeah.
Skips like, can I get down there and hit somebody? He's running down there.
I know you guys hate this, but yesterday's game, the way Dan Campbell called it, was like if I was playing Madden. I would just spread the ball around, running up the score. Everyone's getting to eat today. J-Mo,
yep.
Gibbs, Monty, St. Brown. You know, like, at the end, all you're trying to do is get everyone a score. And that's all they... That's how it looked.
You're right. I do hate it. But yeah, I think with him, it probably happened organically.
Yes, of course.
I don't think he went into it saying that. I'm a big proponent of just calling whatever plays wins you the game, not calling a play to prove a point or to get somebody the football.
But don't you think he proved a point to get J-Mo the ball in space?
Yeah.
That's one of the questions I hope that we get answered tomorrow is, was this a point of emphasis or was it just what the defense gave them? Is it just what the defense gave them?
I don't know.
Because they could have got the ball to Skipper in space. We know that.
Try to get Tesla involved through a pass to him. Mm-hmm. I don't know how many snaps Tesla actually got. He definitely got more than the previous game. But
did you guys see the video going around online before J-Mo caught his touchdown pass, how Dan Campbell called it and how he kind of fist bumped like he knew this was going to work?
No.
Oh, yeah. Look it up. It's pretty tremendous. He calls the play, of course. He gives this little point like this is going to work. Next play, throw to J-Mo, goes across the middle. Gets into the end zone, and they all celebrated like, thank you, great call.
Is that what that was? Because I remember at some point, I think it was the same thing. I'm watching it in the game on TV, and I thought to myself, Campbell's pissed about somebody not blocking or missing an assignment on the previous play. That's what I thought. I didn't think he was doing a pre-play celebration.
It looked like it to me, at least.
I'm gonna see if I can find it. I'm excited about this. Backstory of stuff like that.
Yeah, something that maybe you're going to ask Jared tomorrow, too, is like, do you know when a play is going to work? You know, like, hey, this is
okay. Kinda,
we're about to score.
Yeah, just get a sense. Sometimes you just get a sense that things are in both ways, right? And even, like, defensively. Was it the first drive of the game where Hutchinson sniffed out the play that was going to be a screen pass to the tight end? So he takes a step back and knocks the ball away and was pissed because he thought he should have picked it off. But it's like that play lets you know this team's ready to go. They are absolutely prepared to take on this Washington team.
All right, I just found it. He does call the play. He does pump the fist, and then they throw to J-Mo on the crossing route. Did they call the same play back-to-back there?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
That was the one where he hit J-Mo over the middle on a crossing route and came back and hit J-Mo over the middle on a crossing route? It was the first drive of the second half, which, by the way, was a work of art. Jared Goff passed short middle to Jameson Williams for 14 to Washington 14 for 11 yards. Next play, Jared Goff short right to Jameson Williams for 14 yards touchdown.
Yeah, they had him for three plays in that one. 22 to J-Mo, then 12 to J-Mo, and then the 14-yard touchdown pass.
Joe on a sell, you're next. What's up, Joe?
Good morning, gentlemen.
Hey.
On this fine day in November.
Yes.
So, Champ and Chump, I'm taking you off Bluetooth.
Good.
Champ and Chump, there is no other choice but one for today, being since today is the 10th of November. On 10 November 1775 in Tongue Tavern, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, my Marine Corps was created. Today we celebrate our 250th anniversary.
Happy birthday, Marine Corps.
Yep, valid.
Yes, and my chump is that D lineman who decided he was going to get all big and tough after that offsides call and got in Goff's face.
And Javon Kinlaw, that was just strange.
Yep. That was just stupid.
Very
and I like the fact they ran him over on the next play.
That they did.
Joe, thank you for the phone call. It is Carson Anderson on 97.1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.